first I tried to create new art forms out of the remains of older cultures. Thus I experienced the revolution in its funniest form and am termed a Dadaist without being one. We called this technique photomontage as it demonstrated our aversion to pretending to be artists. We regarded ourselves as engineers. We pretended to construct, to assemble our work in the style of a mechanic, Raoul Hausmann.
Listening to Codpaste on WFMU.org, brought to you by People Like Us and Ergo Fizmiz. And this week we're going to be talking about collage. Generally, as a result of easy access to mass production and new recording technologies, collage has been around a long, long time, and it's been very hard to choose what to include on this show, because there's so much enriched and inspiring material to choose from. I guess it became more and more apparent in the 1960s when people like George Martin was creating collages for the Beatles, and more recently it's been used a lot in rap and hip-hop and electronic music, and much more recently in the world of sampling and mashups.
Imagine yourself heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
Imagine
all people
living
for today. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side.
1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine yourself countries.
It isn't hard to do that.
Nothing to kill or die for.
No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side.
What's the matter? Come on.
The definition of collage comes from the French word coller, which means to glue. Centuries, in fact, techniques of collage were used at the time of the invention of paper in China around 200 BC. For many people, it's the most easiest and earliest form of self-expression and the least pretentious, using collage methods in photo albums and books and cutting up magazines and using paper, scissors and glue.
When you fall asleep before the end of the day, you start to worry. Like when a taxi comes to take you away. When you're in no hurry.
rest your weary head and let your heart decide. It's so easy when you know the rules. It's so easy. All you have to do is fall in love. Everybody play the game of love. Yeah. Is your life. Don't play hard to get. It's a free world. All you have to do is fall in love. Yeah. Everybody play the game of love. Ooh, yeah.
So. Collage.
The term collage derives from the French coller, meaning glue. This term was coined by both Georges Braque and Pablo Picasso in the beginning of the 20th century, when collage became a distinctive part of modern art.
Across media, really. I think collage is a really fascinating way to produce art. As far as I know, one of the first instances of collage was with Dada, and particularly Tristan Zara, who said that the way to write a Dadaist poem is to take any text from a book or a newspaper, whatever, cut it out word by word, put all the words into the hat, and then one by one, pull out the words at random, put the words down on the paper, and then you get a Dadaist poem from this chance juxtaposition of these words, these collage words, and it takes on new meaning. Meaning can be surprising or funny or nonsensical.
Bingo!
And obviously this influenced things like Brian Geisen and William Burroughs with their cup method of creating work, which started with text, but then moved into sound recording and sound editing.
No, poets don't own words. Poets don't own no words. Don't own no poets' words. Own no words, poets don't. Words, poets don't own. No. Poets don't know own words. Don't know own words, poets. No own words, poets don't. Own words, poets don't know. Words, poets don't know, own. Own words, don't know poets. Words, don't know poets own. Don't know poets own words. No poets own words don't. Poets own words, don't know. Words own poets don't know. Own poets don't know words. Poets don't know words own. Don't know words own poets. No words own. Poets don't.
We started making this particular episode of Codpaste over Skype because Ergo was unreachable by any other way when we came to record this episode. And so as a result, we had a rather disastrous liftoff to this week's show. Some bits are so disastrous, I think they're worth including in the show.
Right now, we're going to get together and give you a tune that we have a lot of requests for.
Right, I'm calling Ergo now. Okay, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yes.
I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can?
Lovely.
Is the microphone clear enough? Because I've got some EQ.
You're a bit muffled, actually. You need a bit of treble.
Oh, okay.
Is that a bit clearer now?
Yeah. Right, now what I'll do now, I'll just check this file that I've just recorded, just this. Hold on. Hang on a minute. Right, let's see. Hang on a minute. Skype recording one. Hold on.
Right now, we're going to get together and give you a tune that we have a lot of requests for. Our version.
Lovely. So anyway, how are you getting on?
I don't know what you said then.
Can you hear? Am I an all right volume, by the way, or am I sounding quiet?
Maybe it could go a bit louder.
All right,
it keeps sort of like cutting out a little bit overall, so I keep losing.
Right now, we're going to get together and give you a tune that we have a lot of requests for.
You sound a bit like a robot.
Okay. Hang on.
Be a bit better.
Hang on, let me just turn up my... let me see. Input volume. Okay, there we go. Is that better? Yeah, okay.
That's much better.
All right, good, okay.
I think college is a good one because it's a big topic of conversation, really. You know, there's all sorts of different things that are connected with, that are connected with college, and it's done in so many mediums, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly, yeah. I guess it's the main umbrella term for a lot of what we do anyway, isn't it, college?
Yeah. I suppose even the stuff with instruments and voices, even though it's not sampling, it's still being created using collage techniques, recorded in and then, you know, cut and moved around and edited. So it's sort of like the fundamental and the central thing of what we've got to do.
Mm. Could you say collage techniques again, because you cut out and you said you went collage oops, like that and...
Cool.
So say collage techniques again.
Cool.
Collage techniques.
Okay. Cool. Collage techniques.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's quite good.
Oh. Well, you cut out.
You cut out.
You cut out then. But I don't think we're going to use that bit anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Great. And round about this point, I totally lose my connection to Ergo Fizmiz. Jolly good. Start at the very beginning.
Let's start at the very beginning.
You're listening to WFMU, and this is Codpaste with People Like Us and Ergo Fizmiz. And we're talking about collage. Oh, are you still there? I think you might have disappeared.
People listen to jazz for fun. Dance to jazz for fun. and play jazz for fun, 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 fun.
From the start, it had a kind of epileptic charm. It fitted the times. It made jokes and it wept. It laughed out loud. It dozed. And sometimes spoke with regret.
My computer crashed. I've lost Ergo.
Bingo!
I'm going to teach you how to sing.
You know, my computer crashes about once every 2 years.
Oh.
I didn't even know. It just went dick, 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 dick. It just made this horrible noise.
でも、バカな他人を見たら口の中で勝手にすればと言ってればいいんだ。が、まさか他者との共存なんかであるはずはないと。バカな他人を見たら口の中で勝手にすればと言ってればいいんだという他者がそこにいたらどうするか。
Christian, what's his face?
I didn't even hear that. Yeah, you just... turned into Cher on that track.
Quickly tell me about Tristan before something else happens.
Yes. Tristan Zauer wrote a thing called How to Make a Dadaist Poem, and it said that to make a Dadaist poem, you word by word, any piece of literature, sort of page from a book or whatever, put the words into a hat, cut it up, take any or a newspaper into little pieces, and pull the words out, then one by one put them down, and whatever order they come out as.
Bingo!
That's your Dadaist poem. You know, the kind of words, and then I think the influence by William Burroughs and sound as a medium to that cutting up, and you know, people using Brian Geising when they started sound, and that's obviously.
Christian's art is the art of unintended sound. He makes sounds that definitely weren't intended by the person who made the paintbrush, so to speak, that made the, you know, record player never knew that that would come out of there.
Interested in the sounds I can get out of this vinyl record. You know, what can I do? These are some of the one-of-a-kind records that I used to make. I can, you know, cut the records and slice them into different pies. Depending on how I cut it, every crack in the record becomes a click that becomes part of the rhythm and is part of the music. I can also play a record off-center, so that will distort the sound. Everything becomes, you know, a possibility. Even acoustically, I can make a sound with the record. All those sounds are acceptable as much as the sound that's recorded in the groove. I started getting interested in sound through performance art.
Why are there so many love songs? Why do they sing about love? I guess they keep writing and singing about love.
Love. Excuse me.
Crazy love.
But I think further back than that, in the early 1900s, Charles Ives was creating really brilliant, what are basically collage compositions, but scored for an orchestra. But created from fragments of other melodies. And this idea of musical quotation goes way, way back. And often in classical music, you hear composers having joking references to other melodies.
Is a composition in whatever medium, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know,
visual collage and word collage, it's like just a method of composing and arranging.
And composing and arranging things that were previously separate, I suppose.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe if it's a composition, it might be assumed that those things were made to go together.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So I guess the most recent example, the one that has brought sampling into more acceptable grounds is probably the mashup, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and hip hop and all that kind of kind of business.
And welcome to a rather damp Swansea for round two of It's a Knockout 75!
Mashup invariably can be quite funny, it's a reflection of pop finally enjoying munching on itself.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel what my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Get back in the air!
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Oh, just take a walk down on the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Brant, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel,
that was the Pelican's outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. The professor is approaching a saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record. Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
La, ba, boom, ma, la, ba, boom.
And now here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go reeling.
But it's nothing new. Any serious observer of modern music can cite a multitude of examples, from Buchanan and Goodman's humorous collages of song fragments in the 50s to today's canonization of James Brown samples, wherein artists have incorporated the actual property of others into their own unique creations. The whole histories of folk music and the blues are typified by creative theft. Jazz and rock are full of this too. In the visual arts, there is a long-standing tradition of found image collage from Schwitters and Brock to Rauschenberg and Warhol.
Yes.
This is a 20th century mode of artistic operation that is now nothing short of dramatic in its proliferation, in spite of all the marketplace laws designed to prohibit it. It is important to note that this mode of operation has continued to grow in artistic relevance as its major source of inspiration, the media environment, has continued to grow. Appropriation isn't limited to any medium, and it doesn't fade away as mere styles do. Appropriation's major jump from visual work to audio work in recent years only underlines the emotional relevance of the technique. What's going on here? I believe it has to do with deep stuff like media saturation and the opportunity for self-defense against media coercion that appropriation engenders. It also has to do with the surrealist Dada concept of detournement. In modern terms, appropriation is often about culture jamming, capturing the corporately controlled subjects of the one-way media barrage, reorganizing them to be a comment upon themselves, and spinning them back into the barrage for cultural consideration. A sometimes nasty but wholly appropriate response to a society in decline and denial. I have here a demonstration tape, an example of found sound appropriation and transformation. And here it is.
This collage was put together very, very simply, just by mixing two different sound sources, Stand By Your Man and Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps. And it's something where you would never have known that they went together because they don't really have similar bits in there. They don't really have similar tunes. It was only by slapping them together that such results can happen. And you often find with collage that when you put two things together that you get amazing coincidences. Like, for instance, in this song, part of the way through, they both say the same lyrics at the same time. And who'd have known that unless you'd actually put it together and tested it out?
You won't admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. A million times I've asked you, and then I ask you over again. You only
doing things that you don't understand.
If you can't make your mind up,
but if you
we'll never
him,
get started. And I don't want to wind
even
up being parted, broken hearted. You don't
because of him.
And please don't tell me.
After all,
perhaps, perhaps,
he's just a man.
But if you don't, dear, confess, and please don't tell me.
Stand by your man, and show the world you love him. Keep giving up.
musical quoting. But and in some ways, I suppose you can look at all music as being a collage of sounds.
Which is why I initially found this show incredibly difficult to put together, because I had such a long list of things to include. Because to me, all music that isn't solo is, to an extent, a collage.
Well, I was going to say music that's not... music that's scored for more than one instrument, but I guess music, even for one instrument, the idea of the different notes and their juxtaposition creates what's, you know, in some sense, a collage. But I don't know. I think a beautiful collagist is Kurt Schwitters, whose visual collage work is quite amazing. He was using in sort of the 1910s, 1920s, and onwards. He was making art using all sorts of found materials, cigarette boxes, newspapers, pieces of wood, and hammering them onto a surface and then presenting these artworks that look far from roughly stuck together and ridiculous. Instead, they're very, very beautiful. And basically what this is collage composition.
Oh, wow, look at it. It's flying.
See if you can get it to the front of the farm.
Oh, look at it. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, this is fantastic. Oh.
He's finding dialogue between all the different objects and all the different found materials and discarded rubbish. And in a lot of ways, this is very much, you know, similar to the way that collage composers use all sorts of different sounds from all over the place, from throughout history, from throughout cultures, and they, you know, find dialogue between the sounds to create a work. And I, in that sense, I'll get on my hobby horse now. I think it's equally ridiculous to say that a collage composer isn't creating original work because the composer is using samples, as it is ridiculous to say that Schwitters wasn't creating original work because he used found objects, because it's the juxtaposition that makes the composition. And the other thing I want to say about collage... No, I won't say that. What will I say?
Thank you. late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Another thing with collage is that it's not necessarily true that a musical collage is made up entirely of found samples. Way back to the electroacoustic music concrete composers who were, you know, recording their own sounds and then making collage using their own sounds in the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Amazing piece that's made, I think, out of the sound of a cash register.
Bingo!
And we put that in there. So also in the same way that Vicky and I, when we're creating collage, we often nowadays add live instrumentation on top of this. Collage is basically a way of creating music and, you know, visual art and film, which allows the whole world into the process, you know, or into the palette. It allows the whole world into the palette of composition. And certainly within the digital environment, allows total creative freedom. Ta-da!
I'm just going to stop and start again now because I'm just worried something's going to happen again. Right, stopping now. You've just been listening to Codpaste, brought to you by people like us and Ergo Fizmiz on WFMU.org. Check the playlists for the show at wfmu.org/playlists/CT, where you can also check archives of this show and subscribe to the podcast.